I'm not right very often, but I really thought whoever got the 50 would win first, whoever got the 50 first. And we had some good minutes in the second half, and you got to give them credit. They fought hard, and they figured out our zone and started making threes to get themselves back in the game. Wasn't the prettiest game I've ever coached, but it was that way for 40 minutes.
When you've got 9 points with less than 5 minutes left in the first half, what were you thinking at that point?
I was just hoping we could get to 10, you know.
Are you shocked that you, I mean, after that start, then you could walk back into the locker room with a two-point lead?
Yeah, we were able to set our trap and kind of speed up the game and get them out of rhythm a little bit. And we missed most of the free throws we missed, I think, a number of them were in the first half. And you know, that's how Alabama plays, and we both play. When you're struggling with not a lot of guards on the court on either team, it's ugly. And they rebound well with us, and they're leading the league in rebounding for us to 37-37. I thought that was big. And then we, getting to the free throw line was big in the second half.
Tony said you had told them to make sure not to foul, you know, in three-point attempts.
Yeah.
He played that one perfectly, right?
He played that right, you know, and we've got to go through that situation. We wanted everybody to be outside the three-point line and make him catch it inside the arc. And Tyler, I think he got lost for a second, but the only threes they could catch were from the corner. That's why we called a timeout to try to set that up. It didn't help a whole lot other than Tony made a heck of a play. And Tony, I mean, you look at his stats. He's 1-for-8, 0-for-2, playing totally out of position. You know, he's playing the small forward for us. And he's not that. He's a four. But he does so many little things that help us win. He's the best leader we have on the floor. He's doing things that help us win, probably better than anybody we have right now.
You talk about the free throws. I mean, did you just feel like, even though you say they have some bigs, they were getting in foul trouble? So, I mean, like at one point they had Riley playing on Williams, which obviously is a mismatch for you guys.
Yeah, I thought we handled the double team a little bit better the second half. We missed three dunks, you know, that we had opportunities to score, and we've got to score those. Fortunately, we got fouled on two of them, but there weren't a lot of easy plays to be made there. Alabama's good defensively, and their size gave our perimeter guys some problems getting the ball inside, and they did a good job taking Admon away the first half, and that was – It made it stagnant, and they had our post guys shooting jump shots at the free throw line, and I kept telling them, guys, that's what they want us to do. You know, we've got to move the ball, pass up that first one now, and let's get it inside.
You seen a game where both teams shot so poorly in the first 10 to 15 minutes?
Well, I was expecting this game, to be honest with you. You never want to actually see it sometimes, but I'll see it as long as we came out with a win, you know. But it was ugly, you know.
Tucker, one more.
Coach Johnson talked about the Thursday Saturday thing. You just went through that. It's got to be tough.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, I can't figure it out. We played better when we played Thursday, Saturday, and won. You know, we were on the road and came back home, and everybody in our league has to do that. That's why you got to be deep. That's why you know, it's all about having good players and being deep enough to overcome that. In Southland Conference, we played Thursday, Saturday every week. So, I mean, that's just how it is.
What do you think about the Brownies chanting the one more year at Rodgers?
They can get louder, and they can get more of them in here to scream it.